In our experience, there are a whole bunch of interesting security topics, but what seems to rise to the top of the security heap in terms of risk and potential problems is, in fact, the cloud computing environment, which is very quickly becoming the standard for organizations, not just the small and medium-sized companies, but much, much larger companies as well.
And one of the key things is that as companies start adopting cloud, they're basically giving up some of the control that they have when the technology is within their own organization and they control it directly. So one of the biggest hurdles that's viewed around cloud adoption is definitely security.
Who did you survey, and why did you pick that group or groups?
Well, the appropriate group for this study are folks in the IT community, and more specifically, people who know something about information security. When you do a study like this, you quickly find that people wear many hats, and so many of the respondents were IT practitioners, but every respondent at least touched some aspect of information security, including network security, systems, and a whole bunch of other related areas of expertise. This study is not just the U.S. only. This study was also conducted in tandem with a group of practitioners in Europe as well, and I think that actually generated some interesting differences between the two groups.
There were about 600 folks that responded to the survey.
What were some key findings, if you could? I know that because I read over the study before I called you guys, and it's 34 pages long, so obviously we can't go through everything. But if you guys could just talk about some of the key findings, that would be great.
But probably one of the most interesting and important findings is that the respondents, these IT practitioners in both the U.S. and Europe, basically don't have confidence that their organization has the ability to secure data and applications that are presently deployed to the cloud. And so they basically see some very significant security risks that exist today and maybe loom large on the horizon. We also found that IT practitioners in the U.S. and Europe hold relatively similar views on the reasons why cloud computing is so fashionable and so popular and so important, because it's really about cost savings and it's also about speed to deploying new applications. So even though we may say, oh, gosh, there's a huge security risk, the reality is that cost and speed to deployment are probably much more important to end users.
And one of the biggest challenges that came out in the survey results were that half of the respondents basically said that they're not aware of all of the computing resources deployed via the cloud in their organization today. So if you're not aware of it, you really can't secure it.
One of the things that I noticed, first and foremost, obviously, is the fact that you guys define cloud computing. Now, when you were talking to people in the U.S. and Europe, did you notice that there was maybe a difference in the definition of cloud computing?
Well, that's actually a very good question. We expected that there would be differences. And, in fact, the perception of cloud computing and what a cloud computing environment is was pretty consistent, more consistent than our a priori expectation. But I will say that in both the U.S. and in Europe, there's confusion about private clouds and what these really mean. You know, is a private cloud a more secure version of a public cloud, or is it just simply on-premises computing where you're using extensive virtualization? So if there is any confusion in the marketplace, it's probably around the private cloud environment. But public clouds are generally well understood, and the definitions are generally agreed upon.
Speaking of, you know, differences across the pond, did you find any differences between who's using cloud in the U.S. versus who's using cloud in Europe, especially in terms of government entities? Did you look at that at all?
Yeah, we did. We do have some of the users are, in fact, from the public sector organizations. And it is clear that public sector organizations are using cloud computing resources, perhaps not at the same extent as commercial organizations, but definitely the trend is that the government is, in fact, a very large and potentially larger user of cloud computing resources, because obviously it's about cost, and, you know, government costs are, you know, we're trying to control them, and one way to do it is to make sure that we're using the most efficient technology, but it does create that security risk. We did see some differences in the rates of deployment between the U.S. and Europe. And in fact, the rates of deployment in the U.S. are higher than Europe, generally speaking. And that's not just for software as a service, but it's also for platform services and infrastructure services.
Did you find any causation why that might be, or did you just kind of look at the numbers in terms of use?
Well, we tried to figure out why there were some differences between the U.S. and European companies in terms of their deployment pattern. We think that in the U.S., probably cloud computing is just slightly more popular, and some of the providers, especially software as a service, the big providers like an Amazon, a Google, and definitely a Salesforce.com, they probably have a larger base of customers in the U.S. But I think that difference is small and is probably going to be non-existent in the next 18 to 24 months.
Let's talk a little bit more about security, because I noticed that you not only talked about cloud security and private cloud versus public cloud, but the responsibility for security. Did you find any differences between who's responsible for security, for IT security, I should clarify, in a U.S. organization versus in Europe, or is it kind of the same?
With regards to the study results, it's definitely shared. And the reality is it has to be shared. Basically, when you look at the responsibilities for this type of an environment, you know, there's the provider themselves that have some level of responsibility and accountability. The owner of the information is going to be held accountable regardless of any SLA and any type of agreement with the provider. At the end of the day, if a credit card provider puts their data in the hands of a partner, they're going to be still held accountable, and history shows that that definitely happens. So the shared responsibility with IT, with the security folks, as well as the business line owner, which I think was a definite key finding in the study itself, is that the business owner also has a stake in this. And then, of course, the cloud provider.
What's next? Is a report coming out of this study? Or I guess my basic question would be, what should we take from all of this data that you guys put together?
The study that we did actually was twofold. It was for the consumers of cloud services as well as the providers of cloud services. So the study that we released was the first portion of that, was the consumers. And we'll be releasing the results of the study from the provider's perspective. And then identifying some of the contrasts and so forth between the two.
Okay, and you know, that's pretty much all the questions I have. Let's do a wrap up from just, you know, a couple wrapping up comments from each of you.
We actually do believe that this issue of cloud computing from a security perspective is certainly not going away. And the good news is that there are security technologies that are being developed and deployed that do reduce the risk pretty substantially caused by the change from on-premises to cloud computing environments. So it's not all that bleak, and there may be solutions in the future that will make that risk really negligible.
Cloud security is definitely one of the areas that is viewed as high priority and today is viewed as a high-risk area. I believe that technologies over the next year or so will definitely close the gaps, reduce the risks. One of the key things that organizations can do today and agencies can do today is clearly define a cloud security policy. Whether it's part of the security policy, I think it's very important to just specify from a cloud perspective, this policy applies in full, or here are the additional requirements or mandates for cloud security. And that will help definitely close that gap faster and reduce the risk significantly just by creating awareness.